costs for American families. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's what President Biden will say he can do as he speaks this hour in Portland, Oregon. But there's another reason he's there.
What he's really coming here for is to try to avoid what would be an embarrassing and really historic loss in the Oregon governor's race. It has been, get this, 40 years since a Republican has won here. And right now the race is a toss-up with polls showing Republican Christine Drazen with a slight lead, but within the margin of error. It's a three-woman race with all of them former members of the state legislature, including longtime Democrat and now independent Betsy Johnson. Polls suggest Johnson is pulling more support from Democrat Tina Kotek than Drazen.
Fox's Dan Springer. The Marine Corps has halted some training operations with its new amphibious combat vehicles while it does more analysis after one of them rolled over and surfed during training off of California's Camp Pendleton this week. The three crew members were not injured. The Department of Education has launched a beta version of its online student loan forgiveness application.
Even though it's a beta test, any applications submitted now will be processed with no need to resubmit after the site's official launch date, which has not yet been set. Borrowers have until the end of 2023 to apply, but they're being encouraged to get their applications in by mid-November. The White House is offering $10,000 in student loan forgiveness and another $10,000 in forgiveness for Pell Grant recipients for those who meet income guidelines.
Fox's Paul Stevens. President Biden has irritated Pakistan after he called the South Asian country one of the most dangerous nations in the world during a fundraising dinner Thursday. Pakistan's current prime minister and two former ones called the comment baseless. Pakistan also summoned the U.S. ambassador for an explanation. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Venezuelans escaping socialism who have crossed the southern U.S. border are now being turned back by the Biden administration. Fox's Alexandria Hoff reports.
Venezuelans have been particularly desperate to make it into the U.S. due to a state of absolute political crisis at home. So they were caught off guard by the Biden administration announcing this week that a large-scale border enforcement operation is suddenly being implemented, expelling Venezuelans to Mexico, where they must apply for a parole program. Those who had just suddenly already been removed, they protested this, briefly causing a bridge closure.
The new policy will allow only 24,000 Venezuelans to enter the U.S., specifically by air. Some of the migrants bused into New York City from U.S. southern border states are being housed at high-end Manhattan hotels near Times Square. Fox's Laura Ingle has more.
Mayor Eric Adams announcing this week that 200 families with children would be placed at the luxury four-star hotel and will be offered a variety of legal, medical, and social services. Mayor Adams says that 5,500 migrant kids have been enrolled in the city's public schools so far. The New York Post reporting while some children are finding success, others are struggling, with many migrant children who don't speak English finding themselves in classrooms where there are no Spanish-speaking teachers. The mayor has been working to find housing for the thousands of migrants pouring into the city, opening more than 40 emergency shelters so far, including hotels.
Tens of thousands of undocumented people have been bused to the city by Republican governors of border states. A judge ruled Friday Mel Gibson can testify about what he learned from one of Harvey Weinstein's accusers in the rape and sexual assault trial of the former movie mogul. The 66-year-old actor and director is one of many witnesses and by far the best known, whose identities were revealed in Los Angeles Superior Court. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow Podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.